It's Friday morning at 9:45, and that means it's time for our weekly chat with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. It's Bruin Buzz on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. You can also listen on live and it's archived at bartlesvilleradio.com. 54 degrees and kind of a foggy and gloomy morning on K1. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. And to Coach Bart, a lot of things going on athletically for Bartlesville High School. Of course, had the last football game of the season last night, but most importantly, Bruins and Lady Bruins both picking up a state championship this past week. Happened 6 days ago at Edmond Santa Fe High School as both the Bartlesville cross country teams won state in a clean sweep. First ever boys title in cross country, and girls won their third straight.
Yeah, it was a great Saturday last week. Couldn't have been more excited. Everybody knew that the girls were the heavy favorites coming off of the regional title to repeat as state champions. The boys, we didn't quite know. We didn't know where to figure, but they did run well at regionals. But, you know, we only won by 4 or 5 points, Everybody on the west side thought Edmond Memorial was the team to beat, but the boys threw a great race, totally dominated. I think they scored 54 points, was just amazing, and on top of winning the academic state championship, so it was a great Saturday in Edmond last week.
Yeah, and I know that we had the academic state championship news last week, but really cool to see the way that David Ayers and Bon Bennett have built that program. They're really spring-loaded with so much depth, and they've been able to replace some people that graduated. They replaced some seniors on the boys' side, too, last year, and especially in the girls from a team that won state this past season, and they just keep on plugging them back in. They're deep. They have a lot of athletes out for cross-country, and it's worked out well the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it certainly has, and I know we've talked about it, but Coach Ayers and Bennett have done just a great job with that program. And then you reach down to Brett Trowski, who's a former Bruin cross country, who's coaching the junior high. So you know, it starts with him down there with the younger athletes, and it's just, you know, they built that into a true program, and they just keep reloading every year. Someone steps up and takes the next one's place. And it's great to see, and it's great to go down there and compete against, you know, the bigger schools and the kind of elite schools. That's where we are now, when people are in awe of us and talk about how great our kids are and how wonderful they act and how they represent our community and our school. It's just a great thing.
And, of course, Bartlesville High School hadn't won a state title in 17 years until a couple of years ago, and now that is your fifth and sixth, I believe, state titles now in the past about 2.5 years. I think four of those coming in cross country, so cross country and swimming bringing a whole lot more state titles back to BHS.
Yeah, that's exciting. We hadn't won a team one in quite a while, and now, you know, we're winning one. We won a lot of academic state championships, so now we're starting to win some sports specific. So it's exciting, it's fun, and it's exciting how the other schools look up to our programs and are kind of in awe of the way we're dominating in, like, say, at least swimming and cross country right now.
We can talk about the football game last night. Bartlesville fell in its final football game of the year at Booker T. Washington. Final score not quite indicative of the type of game it was. Bruins fell to the Hornets 57-39. It was a 3- and then 4-point ball game. Bartlesville trailing Booker T. with about 7 and then 2.5 minutes left. So Bruins had it within a touchdown a couple of different times in the fourth quarter. Just couldn't quite get that big stop when they needed it. But the story of the ball game last night was certainly A.J. Archambault, senior wide receiver, playing his final ball game for the Bruins. It ended up being in football and had 16 catches for just about 350 yards as a wide receiver and 4 touchdowns, and that's about as good of a individual effort I've seen in football at any level.
Oh, I had a wonderful night, and not to go unnoticed was Garrett Mydel, he was throwing the ball extremely well and putting in places where AJ could, only AJ could catch it. But AJ made some wonderful catches. And, you know, here's a young man that he could play football, college football. I mean, I have no doubt he could play at Tulsa or play at those universities in football that has chose to play college baseball. But that was as good a performance as I've seen individually. I can't remember the last one. Just made some just outstanding catches, and it was amazing. I knew he had a lot of yards. I didn't know for sure how many, but I knew that he dominated in the game last night.
Yeah, it was 348, I think, is what the Tulsa World Rider had him at in the press box, and I know that Jay Stumpf had him at something pretty similar there. Right around 350 were kind of the unofficial numbers that we were throwing around in the press box, and that's got to be close to a record for Bartlesville High as far as individual receiving yards in a game. Obviously, I don't know it and don't even know if those kinds of things exist, but certainly 350 yards in a game, that's very hard to top. As far as the team goes, obviously ended up falling by 18, but had the Hornets on the ropes a couple of different times, trailed by 20 early in the third quarter, ended up cutting that lead all the way down to 3, but just couldn't quite get over the top at the very end there. And hard to go up against the defense like that and come back from 20 points down. Nearly saw the Bartlesville offense do it last night, but just couldn't quite get enough and had some opportunities that they wasted. And that's just kind of how the season's gone. It was a team that is probably a little bit better than that 4-6 record would indicate, but will miss out on the playoffs for the first time since the Bruins have joined 6-8-2.
Yeah, you know, defensively all year, it's just kind of indicative of how our season went all year long. We couldn't get key stops when we needed them, and, you know, we gave up way too many points. I believe we gave up over 42 or 43 points per game on defense, and that's put too much pressure on our offense. As you said last night, you know, we fought back and we hung in there, and we fought back and we kept scoring when we had to, and the score does not indicate how close the game was. I mean, they scored on an onside kick. Now, I don't think I've ever seen that before. It was pretty amazing. But, you know, we onside it once and got it, and then we fumbled it. And we onside it again, and they had some running backs and stuff on the front line, their hands team, and he caught it on the bounce and just ran it right down our throat. We couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
So it was kind of it was an entertaining game. I mean, I think 90 points on the board.
I think it was definitely the longest game that I've called since I've been with Bartlesville High doing play-by-play. That was about a 3.5-hour marathon.
Yes, that was true. But it was entertaining. We kept scoring. They scored. We scored. We didn't give up. At no time did. Because, you know, we were playing for a chance to go to the playoffs still. The winner was going to the playoffs. Loser staying home. And I thought we played and competed and hard until the final buzzer. And I know that they played this hard and as well as they could have. The ball just didn't bounce our way.
And you saw how close the Bruins were. I was talking last night on the radio. You play four quarters against the four best teams in the district, talking about Booker T. last night, and then also Sand Springs, Bixby, and Muskogee. Out of those 16 quarters, Bartlesville was right in the ball game and probably about 10 or 11 of those. But the problem was is the other five quarters, the Bruins got blown out just a little bit. It seemed like they would just kind of run out of steam where the defense would get tired after being on the field for a while. And that's just kind of the type of season that it was, as you talked about it. It pretty much was the same script throughout most of the ball games against the top half of the district. Bruins had the firepower on offense to move the football at the very least, if not score and keep up with the other team for a little bit. But then there'd be a few mistakes and a few miscues, and before you know it, the ball would get rolling the other direction. Last night was certainly the closest game Bartlesville had played against one of the top four teams in the district, and And like I said, they had a pick six. They had a snap that went over the head of A.J. Archambault as a punter. Bruins recovered a – well, actually forced a turnover on sacking the punter after the ball went over his head and didn't get any points out of it. And once again, there's just a number of miscues and still able to score 39 points even after all those things I just mentioned against a very good Booker T defense. Just shows you how prolific the offense could be. The problem was they just made too many mistakes, put the defense in bad spots, and then they struggled to get stops at times as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very good analysis of the whole situation. I mean, we've said and we've talked about our defense, but and we did give up two. And like last night, we gave up two 80-yard runs. You just can't give up the big play. But as you mentioned, sometimes we had some key turnovers, and sometimes the defense was out on the field too long, and too many key opportunities lost that on a fumble or interception. So, I mean, it wasn't 100%, but on the defense. But it's just, you know, we just, quite honestly, the injury to Jamone Oaktree to start the season and having to move players around and switch and play different players in different positions. Kind of threw a kink in our system right there, and one that which we never really got over the hump. But you know, we came off some heavy graduation 2 years ago, and there were some people like Garrett Meidel that you know, we had replaced a 3 or 4 year starting quarterback, and I thought Garrett overcame some injuries, but I wish we had him for another year or two. I mean, the way he threw the ball and especially last night, he throws such a pretty ball, and we're going to miss those guys. But they have nothing to hang their head or be ashamed of. They represented us well. We enjoyed watching them. There were some fun times and some fun games and some exciting plays. I would not say or even want to indicate that this season was for naught. I mean, I thought it was this bunch of seniors are pretty special.
Yeah, I was glad you mentioned that about Garrett Meidel, because he was behind Colton Penrod, who was a 3-year starter the past 3 years before this one. And, of course, Garrett had played. He was kicking and played some on defense and was obviously a wide receiver as well. But would have been nice to see him start for a couple of more seasons and seeing what he would have become after getting a little bit more experience as a quarterback, because you could really see him just develop week to week to week. He got so much better from the beginning of the season until the end. There's no question about it.
Yeah, by standing down there on the sidelines and watching, and especially when the plays were developed right in front of me, and to know we're going to throw it to A.J., and they knew we were going to throw it to A.J., to watch Garrett, his timing, and when he was releasing, when A.J. is about to make a move, and putting the ball right on the spot where only A.J. could catch it. This is a poor analogy, but it was like two people dancing. They were such a rhythm, and it was just so fun to watch, and to see that element of the game is just amazing.
Do you enjoy the World Series on Wednesday?
It's a great game.
Did you stay up?
I'm not, you know, I was still a little bitter that the Cubs beat my Dodgers, so sure. I wasn't quite pulling for the Cubbies as the rest of the nation was. It could have been 109 years and I wouldn't have cared.
No, but that's kind of how I felt about it, too.
In saying that, I thought it was very entertaining, and I definitely thought the Game 7 was really entertaining and fun to watch.
Yep, that was one of the best baseball games I've ever seen, and certainly one of the better series since I've been alive in the Major League Baseball playoffs. That was a lot of fun on Wednesday night. Coach
KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.